This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Daniel, we got an echo. Daniel? Hey, Dan. Hey, Daniel, we got an echo. All right, good, good, good. All right, so, yeah, we definitely don't want to echo this one. Okay, we're going to talk about, that was pretty ironic, women and faking their orgasms. Yeah, there was a study that came out years ago saying 80% of women have faked it at least once. And the average woman that read that study was like, only 80%. And again, this isn't this, you know, guys don't like it when women talk about this, but in that, I think almost every woman has done at least once. It's just something you do. And there's a lot of reasons for it. And it has nothing to do with what you think. Okay. You know, in fact, when we're done with this segment, you'll actually feel bad for us ladies and actually suggest that we fake it more often. It's kind of an embarrassing thing, you know, for women to talk about if they've ever had to fake it. And it's also kind of taken as an insult to the partner because they're like, okay, well, gosh, you know, they're admitting, you know, that they had to. I faked it. I tell you, when I faked it, it's my husband knows. I was a resident, or was I a medical student? I was on call, and I would split call. Because me and my co-resident, we just had it down. I mean, we could do 13 admits like nothing. And so what we decided to do, because I was newly married, and, you know, he had a girlfriend, is what we decided to do was split up the call, right? You know, so we could kind of, you know, go home, do whatever. But then I felt guilty, and I felt nervous. I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to get back. And if it's like not... It's taken forever. I'm like, okay, you know what? Okay, yay, I did it, I'm done. Now I gotta go back to the hospital. And so, you know, it happens. And so, you know, we decided, you know, hubby and I, to maybe, you know, not do call nights, right, as the, you know, as the, you know, time to celebrate our anniversary or birthday or anything like that. Okay, so, why do women fake? All right. Well, I don't know about you guys, all right? But, or shall we say, men in general. And then again, we're talking about it could be any sort of heterosexual, homosexual interaction, whatever. A lot of women like to, like, nest, okay? Our home life is really important. It comes first, believe it or not, okay? And we want to make sure everything's copacetic and everything's good. So failure is not an option. And so if you're having sex and you're like, okay, it's not going to happen, you're like, well, I don't want, you know, I don't want it to end negatively because sex is supposed to be positive. So you will act like it ended, like, perfectly. This way you guys can move on. Everything's fine. And you don't care if you can climax. You know, a lot of people don't realize sometimes you can only climax a couple times a week. You know, this, you know, being able to do it 3-4 times a day. Yeah, that, you know, is when you're younger. But when you're older, you have a refractory period. Guys have this too. And so a lot of guys fake it also, by the way. A lot of guys fake it. I know. That's, unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, that's because of my inadequacies. But where was I with that? But failure's not an option. And so, you know, if you're nesting and you want the home to be a positive place, you're going to act like it works, right? Next is we like positive reinforcement, okay? I don't know if it's the mommy instincts we have or whatever, but we want our partner to feel that having sex is a good thing. So if I want, let's say, Corey to sleep with me again, I am going to want him to feel like, you know, that was like the best thing in my life, right? So, which it is. like I said, all that stuff happened earlier. So you want to make, you know, make the act feel like, you know, it all came out positive. And the positive reinforcement then hopefully invites more sex your way. Another reason why a lot of women will fake it is because they just can't climax. That's just something they can't do. You have a certain select group of women that just can't orgasm. And so we recommend that they see a gynecologist. Sometimes, you know, we need to figure out what's going on. Is it a lubrication issue? Is it a hormone issue? Is it a, you know, a fibroid issue? Maybe they have pain. Maybe they have certain issues anatomically that could be, you know, preventing it. But then you have some that will only be able to climax during a self-session, but not during penetrating sex. And, you know, for those of you that aren't really aware of the anatomy, penetrating sex usually isn't as effective as other sort of stimulation, which we're not going to talk about since kind of a kid-friendly show. And so if the if partners don't convey this or talk to each other about this, then unfortunately, you know, a lot of people are having sex and they're there going, okay, this isn't working. And so, you know, there has to be that variety. There has to be, you know, some choreography. And unless that's explained and discussed, one partner may just never enjoy themselves, okay? So that's an issue. Another thing is a lot of women feel defected if they can't climax. And so they had a good sexual experience, right? The partner seems like they're having fun and whatever, and then you feel like there's something wrong with you and you want to hide that. You know, a lot of us women, we really know how to hide our crazy, okay? And we know how to hide a lot of stuff. You know, we got our Spanx, right? We try to hide the in-laws, you know, for as long as we can, you know. So we you know, and then, so when it comes to, well, you know, I can't have a successful sexual experience, a lot of us women will think we have to hide that. And so that's another thing that could be, you know, coming on, happening. I don't know if you guys remember, there was a study last week or a couple weeks ago that said if you are having trouble climaxing, start making more sounds. And the more vocal you are, because everybody's trying to be quiet because the kids or the neighbors or whatever, but the more vocal you are, the easier it is for an orgasm to come. So the only problem is if you're loud for a while and you're stressed that it's not happening, sometimes you're like, okay, you know what, I finished. And so sometimes you accidentally fake it because you were trying and then you got embarrassed and you thought about it. And then there's some of us where we just got better things to do. You know, it's like, you know, partner wanted sex. We were like, ah, we're not really in the mood, but okay, fine. And you're doing it. And then you're like, okay, you know what? I got to watch Netflix, or, you know, I got to go to work, or, you know, I got to go hit the sale or something like that. So that's kind of the breakdown. All right. And as you can see, it has nothing to do with our partners. Okay. So it just happens. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Poor Daniel has to listen to the show. Big thanks to Daniel who puts up with me almost every day working the dials and GCN Network for making the show happen. Again, we cover everything on the show. We just do. It's just kind of what we have to do. These are the most common questions asked. And we will, we'll get business done. All right. So, lots to talk about here. Did you guys know that there were 3 mass shooting plots that were stopped and foiled by authorities that might have happened over the last few days? Tips from the public aided in 3 arrests. Good job, guys. In Connecticut, Florida, and Ohio. So a bunch of arrests happened between Thursday and Friday. Police in each case said all the men were young in their 20s, white, and they had posted online or sent text messages with threats of committing mass shootings. This is according to USA Today. Now, in Connecticut, there was a Brandon Wagshaw, 22 years old, of Norwalk, Connecticut. And he was arrested on four counts of illegal possession of large-capacity magazines. He was arrested. I believe they have stricken laws there, too. I'm not sure how he got a hold of these. But he was arrested after a joint investigation from Norwalk police and the FBI was opened after federal authorities received a tip that he was allegedly trying to buy these capacity rifle magazines out of state. He purchased rifle parts online to build his own weapon and had posted on Facebook showing his interest in committing a mass shooting. See, that who was it that said that the younger mass shooters will usually be vocal about it? I mean, yeah, you can't, you know, bet on that and you know, rely on that. But it's a very fascinating, you know, psychological act to want to publicize you doing something before you do it when you're doing something highly illegal. So anyway, yeah, he, you know, was bragging online, I guess. So, when executing a search warrant, police found two guns registered to Wagshaw's father, multiple rounds of ammunition, body armor, and other tactical equipment. Now, in Florida, the Volusia County Sheriff's Office said Tristan Scott Wicks, 25 years old, of Daytona Beach, was arrested because he was making threats to commit a mass shooting. Sheriff's deputies began investigating that they were alerted to multiple texts he had sent with his plans to commit this shooting. Now, we don't know where he sent the text messages. But apparently, one text message was, a school is a weak target. I'd be more likely to open fire on a large crowd of people from over 3 miles away. I'd want to break a world record for longest confirmed kill ever. That was one of his texts. Another text allegedly read, but a good 100 kills would be nice. I already have a location. And then he had the laugh cry face emoji. Is that bad? Who is he texting this to? Now, Wicks doesn't own firearms, but he was fascinated with mass shootings. And so you see his arrest. Then in Ohio, you had James Reardon, 20 years old. There was a tip about an online video where the man identified himself as a shooter at a Jewish community center. But the incident didn't happen yet. You see, what these people are doing is, you know, sending out the story before it happens because they don't think the story is going to go out when it does. Or they may not, you know, do the act and they, you know, are almost kind of committing themselves to it. And so Reardon, I guess, was planning to shoot up a Jewish community center, allegedly. He was arrested Friday on charges of telecommunications harassment and aggravated menacing. There was a video post on Instagram, and it tagged the Jewish Community Center of Youngstown. So when you do Instagram and you post a picture or a video, you could tag locations that you are connecting to that picture or image. So when you tag a Jewish community center to a shooting thing, that obviously is a big red flag. So a search warrant was executed at Reardon parents' home the same day. The police got the tip. Reardon was arrested without incidents, and police had rounds of ammunition, semiotic weapons, and anti-Semitic information was found. So that's just three cases. I mean, kudos to first responders, police, people, you know, calling in on these tips. But we have a huge problem in this country. I mean, we have some real sick, psychotic people. And again, this is all alleged, but what is very, very perplexing is how much jail time do these people get? So like the charges of menacing and online harassment, the one that was fascinated with mass shootings, right? Is that what he was arrested on? How much, how much jail time do you get? Are you going to be put away for life? Well, probably not, because that's, you know, the crime wasn't committed. But you have somebody here, you have three people here, but you have people that are obviously sick. And you'll have some doves out there go, okay, well, let's give them therapy, let's treat them, and let's get them back into society. You have others, more hawks, going, okay, he already proved that he can't be among us. But, you know, he didn't do the crime yet. I mean, I'm glad we caught them. I'm glad we stopped this. But I am dying to know what exactly is the, what are the next steps? If he does his time and does his community service and goes through the therapy, is he good? Are you comfortable with him being among us in society? He could buy things online, put together their own weapons. You know, so the problem we have is, you know, if somebody, you know, commits a misdemeanor or a minor felony and, you know, does their time and they're back out there, and then they do the crime, like one of the shooters had a history. Well, look at Jeffrey Epstein. He had a pedophile history, allegedly, on his rap sheet. But he, and everybody's kind of going after the prosecutor, you know, or the judge on, or the attorney on what, letting him back out there. The problem is, I mean, you know, just because somebody has a thought of it, or somebody says something stupid, or thinks they're funny, or puts something online, doesn't mean they get put away for life. So, law enforcement has a huge problem on their hands. And we don't have the manpower to watch somebody for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Did you guys see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? I just saw that. It was the Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio movie where they kind of go back in time with the murder of Sharon Tate and her friends by, you know, Charles Manson's gang. And, you know, when you watch this, you go, okay, there's a lot of crazy people, or there's a lot of steps leading up to this. You know, how could people not see it? How could people not see it? Well, you know, here we are in this day and age with people that were arrested, and we could see it. If we're going to predict a mass shooting to happen, we would probably think one of these three people could do it. Okay, so what do? Well, we'll ban them from ever owning a weapon. Okay, that helps. You know, I mean, the average person will get the weapon illegally. Most of these mass shootings that happened occur to people who didn't own their gun. Okay, so then what? Do we have a tail on them 24/7? Do we not allow them to buy a pressure cooker or a rice maker? What was that, a rice maker? Right? Somebody left two rice makers in a subway? Rice cooker? Yeah, you know, what do we prevent them from buying? So, if we can't stop these individual people, and we did a great job of it, but if we can't stop everybody, and you have people fascinated by these mass shootings, we need to play some defense. Because we're really restricted in what offense we could do. You can't lock these people up for life. I don't believe so. You can't, you know, hope that whatever therapy or whatever medication they take will work for life. So we need to then play defense on the other end. We need to have one hell of security systems. We need to have people able to be aware and take, you know, shooters down. We need to have, you know, bulletproof, you know, areas within schools where kids could hide. We need, as a parent, I'd like to be down there and kick some butt. So, how do we play defense with this? 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a new round of tariffs are set to take effect September 1st on Chinese goods, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is defending the Trump administration's tariff policy, saying U.S. consumers are doing okay.
Import prices, in fact, have been down from a year ago. And as you know, there's very little inflation in the consumer economy. So thus far, there has not been any real basis for saying the tariffs have hurt the consumer.
Ross was speaking there on Fox Business. An Ohio man will be facing a judge on Monday accused of making threats against the Jewish community. FBI agents say James Reardon posted a video online in which he identified himself as a gunman at a local synagogue, even though the shooting never took place. The 20-year-old Reardon was arrested on Friday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So the Trump administration is playing defense because, you know, people are talking about an impending recession. And, you know, I'm just as guilty for doing that. I personally think Trump has done an amazing job for our economy. I think our economy is very, very strong. But, you know, the writing is on the wall as things become more automated, as these big, huge shopping centers, you know, look empty. Many times because people are shopping online. You know, older people moving out of their single-family residence, and not a lot of millennials buying homes these days. And so, you know, we have this trifecta of a possible recession coming. And I have predicted that the next presidential administration, whether it's Trump's second term or whether it's a Democrat in office, will be the one seeing it. All right. Right now, we're in a great, we're looking really good. We're doing really well. But I just, even in my town, I see some things really, really changing. I see a lot of apartments growing, not a lot of, you know, shifting with the homes, but more with the apartments. And, you know, having any sort of commercial or real estate glut, home residential glut, not good. So I guess somebody had brought up, I don't know if it was the Wall Street Journal, that RV sales are slipping. And when RV sales slip, that's a sign of a recession. No, I just think RVs, you know, we had an RV. It was a pain in the butt cleaning it, traveling with it, you know, and when flights, if, you know, we had, you know, some decent funds and we were able to take a flight, we took a flight. So, you know, RV sales dropping apparently is an indicator to some economists. To me, you know, I'm not worried yet, but we are going to have another recession. I mean, every decade, almost every decade, there's some sort of recession. So after we got out of the whole Obama years, you know, economy improved. But then what goes up must come down. But Walmart is who I like to watch. It's not the RVs. It's not what's going on with China. I like to watch Walmart. And what happens with Walmart, to me, predicts things to come. Right? That's just me. And I guess Walmart has boasted a really good second quarter. Now, why? Is it because people are spending more money? Is it because they got a lot of the cool stuff? They go, no. It was automation. They had robot associates. So Walmart reported second quarter earnings that beat expectations by 37% increase in e-commerce sales. Their revenue of $129.39 billion was still below, I guess, what people expected, but it was still pretty big. And they are using robot floor cleaners, fast unloaders, and using more automation. Walmart talked about the significance of automation in an April post on its corporate site. They said smart assistants, which is what they call them, as opposed to humans, not smart. I know that's not what they're saying, but, you know, it's like if I dial a phone, it's not a smartphone. But if the phone can dial itself, it's a smartphone. I get that. I'm stupid. Smart assistants have huge potential to make busy stores run more smoothly. So Walmart has been pioneering new technologies to minimize the time an associate spends on the more mundane and repetitive tasks like cleaning floors or checking inventory on a shelf. Now, remember, that's what Walmart has to do from a PR standpoint. Walmart has to say that these robots are not replacing workers. What they're saying is that it allows a Walmart staff person to be available to answer your questions. Now, I could be wrong, and, you know, every now and then I'll go into Walmart or Target, not as often anymore because I shop online, but I can never find a sales associate. You know how many times I'm at Target, and there'll be somebody wearing a red shirt, and I'll go up to them, and they'll go, but I don't work here. And I am looking around for somebody with a tag, and I can't find the person. Now, you could say, well, maybe they're busy, or maybe, you know, they needed associates up at the counters. But, no, I really think there are less associates. So Bank of America says Walmart got some help from the healthy state of lower income consumers, given the low unemployment rate, the e-commerce business, and the continued strength in general merchandise and fresh food. So their stock jumped, and they seem to be doing well. But again, they're not, you know, sugarcoating it. They credit a lot of their automation. Now, Target, you know, one of Walmart's biggest competitors, Target is still holding strong. And one thing that helped Walmart is Walmart, you know, sold food. You know, a lot of us are lazy. If we look at the psychology of shopping, if we're going to actually get out in the heat or get out in the snow to go into a store, we just want to go to one store to do it all. And so when Walmart started to open up the ability to get groceries, Target did. The problem is Target never had as much of a selection. But I got to tell you, when I send my son to go grocery shopping, he'll like go to Target as opposed to a grocery store. So now, you know, we start to worry about grocery stores. You know, how are they going to compete with Target and Walmart? So Target now is launching a new brand called Good and Gather. And they have more than 2,000 food items. They're going to sell their own milk, eggs, hummus, avocado toast salad. And all their locations, 1,800 plus, are going to start stocking these foods, Good and Gather. Now, I think it's a smart move because everybody wants to eat healthy, you know. And their products are made without artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners, synthetic colors, high fructose corn syrup, and they carry a money-back guarantee. They say, love every bite or your money back. They say it's really about making sure the ingredients are whole, so it's easy for consumers to know what they're buying. So these Good and Gather will have bagged salads, cheese, granola, sparkling water, deli fresh entrees, sides, fruit squeezers, frozen fruit, fresh vegetables, chip, and nutrition bars. And it's going to be added to the spring line, and they're going to have a G logo. Now, listen, these grocery stores, the big problem we've had with eating healthy is a lot of people don't have time to cook. You know, when you have to leave the house at 6:37 so you can get to work by 8 because of traffic, and then you don't get home till 6:37 at night, you're not going to have time to cook a three-course meal. So you're going to have to grab something. I mean, our obesity issue, it's we're obese because, you know, we quit smoking, which is good. I mean, we don't want people to smoke, but we, you know, put down cigarettes and, you know, every time we were hungry, we used to smoke. We, you know, may not exercise as much, hit the gym like we used to. We use our cars to go to work or public transportation as opposed to walking because now where we work is farther from where we live. And we, you know, are eating fast and on the run. And when you have to eat on the go or on the run, you eat food with preservatives, and those preservatives lower your metabolism. So, you know, this on-the-run type, okay, we have fresh food that you could grab and eat. Somebody makes the sandwiches for you. That's kind of where we're at right now. People want to eat healthy. They want to lose weight. They really do. I think a lot of people are kind of, you know, skeptical about grabbing the soda pop or grabbing the candy bar. We like it still, but we're starting to feel guilty because, you know, there's been a lot of education on that. But where we got to be careful is a lot of these sandwiches or salads or things like that may have more calories than we think. I can't tell you how many times I'll look at a menu, look at the calorie count, and the salad has more calories than the chicken sandwich, or the chicken sandwich has more calories than the burger. And you're like, okay, whoa. So in order for a restaurant to sell a salad, they're going to have to make it tasty. There may be a sugary syrup on it. There may be cheese added, candied walnuts. You know, you start to add a bunch of that kind of stuff into the candied pecans, right? Now you're up in the calorie count. So, you know, I think Target's kind of, you know, on track. Walmart's on track. But, you know these places are just loving automation. And they're loving the robots. And they're loving able to, you know, still function in case people call out. And so, you know, we are putting ourselves out of the market. Not sure what the answer is, but 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Well, they need me when it's Saturday night. All right.
right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is an interesting study. All right. You know how we don't get enough fluoride? And so we've linked kids' teeth decay, tooth decay, to lack of fluoride. And so we have been fluoridating our water. Our tap water has fluoride in it. Well, now a study is saying that fluoridated water during pregnancy could lower IQs. So this is JAMA Pediatrics. And boy, is this going to get everybody's panties all up in a bunch. Because you have a lot of conspiracy theorists out there saying the government should not be, you know, adding things to our water. So this might fuel some more of this. The research is so controversial that JAMA Pediatrics included an editor's note saying the decision to publish it was not easy and that it was subjected to additional scrutiny. According to Dimitri Christakis, editor-in-chief of JAMA Pediatrics and a pediatrician, told the Daily Beast, it is the only editor's note I've ever written. There was concern on the journal's editorial team about how this would play out in the public eye and what the public health implications would be. So about three-fourths of the United States drinks fluoridated tap water. And the CDC declared this as, you know, one of the 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century because it dramatically reduces tooth decay. A handful of earlier studies have suggested that prenatal fluoride exposure could affect neurodevelopment, but many experts consider those studies to be substandard. The new study has been vetted by the medical publisher in the U.S. is seen as more rigorous. Now, study co-author Christine Till of York University in Toronto said, when we started in this field, we were told that fluoride is safe and effective in pregnancy. But when we looked for the evidence to suggest that it's safe, we didn't find any studies done on pregnant women. So they recruited 512 pregnant women from six Canadian cities and measured their exposure several ways. They looked at the amount of fluoride in the urine, looked at how much tap water and tea they drank, and compared the fluoride concentration in the community drinking water. Then, when the women's children were three or four, the researchers gave them IQ tests and then crunched the numbers to see if they could find any trends. And they found an association between prenatal fluoride exposure and lower IQ scores in children. And they found 1 milligram per liter increase in concentration of fluoride in urine was associated with a 4.5 decrease in IQ among boys, but not girls. So, the boys of mothers with the most fluoride in the urine had IQs about 3 points lower than boys of mothers with the least amount. So, they said 1 milligram increase per day was associated with a 3.7 point IQ deficit. I've never taken an IQ test. Have you guys? I have never. I remember at school I had to take the CATs, the California Achievement Test, because I was in California. So I remember taking those, and I did pretty well. I remember my parents were like, wow, you're a lot smarter than you look. Because that's not a really smart-looking kid or acting kid. But I did well on those. Never took an IQ test. I have no idea what my IQ is. But what Dr. Green said is the results are significant enough to warrant a change of behavior and maybe recommend lowering fluoride ingestion during pregnancy. So most studies have to be reviewed and, you know, authors won't study it or publish it. Unless, you know, they, again, the science looks valid and, you know, they think there's no bias and, you know, whatnot. But before publication, the study was subjected to two statistical reviews. And researchers combed through the data more than others to make sure that the results were not skewed by education, income levels, or other factors. Meaning, this was a pretty damn good study for it to be made, you know, gut through. I'm going to be in the process pretty soon of starting to pitch our research studies to publications. And if you didn't have a study that was well thought out and free of bias, you could have limitations to the study and note the limitations, you know, because all studies have limitations. But, you know, if it's not a well-prepared study, the whole study could go to waste. So if you're going to spend any time or money, you need to make sure you rule out a lot of things. And so the JAMA editors were kind of shocked. And, you know, they wanted to make sure they weren't publishing junk science, and they didn't. So, apparently we have not only anti-vaxxers, we have anti-fluoriders. And so fluoride has kind of been a boogeyman in conspiracy circles for decades. We started to fluoridate our water, I guess, in the 1950s. But some people thought it was a Soviet plot to physically and mentally weaken Americans. Apparently the far-right John Birch Society accused the U.S. government using fluoride to usher in socialism. That was, I believe, in the 60s. And so some people think that the fluoridated water is a form of mind control. Others link it to Adolf Hitler, according to the Daily Beast. And then, you know, but for the most part, you know, we in the medical community have found, you know, improved kids' teeth, improved, you know, dental statistics. And if the dentists like it, we in the medical community will back up the dentists. I mean, we will bow to the dentist's expertise when it comes to the mouth and when it comes to teeth. Because I didn't get enough dental training. We got maybe a half a day, maybe a day or two of dentistry in medical school. Not enough. I wish we had more. Because the mouth is so important. So if the dentists say, you know what, fluoridate the water, it's good, I'm fine with that. But I got to admit, you know, I get a little nervous about adding things, you know, into what our bodies were designed to absorb, because I think there's always certain exceptions to the rule where too much fluoride could be, you know, bad. Or you have somebody that may not metabolize it well, you know, or for somebody they may react to it. And so, you know, with my kids, you know, they did have some tap water, absolutely, but I didn't necessarily, you know, go crazy with it. And I made sure we brushed their teeth with fluoride. So fluorosis is a concern that people have where there's too much fluoride. And WebMD does a great breakdown of this, but it's where you start to get stains on the teeth, you get surface irregularities, you get pits in the teeth. And so researchers have found in Colorado Springs, those who were native born had Colorado brown stain teeth. And it was because there were high levels of fluoride in the local water supply. So that made people nervous because, you know, even though this was natural fluoride, they were, you know, concerned that, okay, well, you know, that could be, you know, make you cosmetically deformed, it could maybe affect the teeth. However, those people with the stains had less dental cavities or cavities in general. So then people were like, well, wait a second, okay, cavities, I mean, they're debilitating. You know, you basically become handicapped when you lose your teeth, and having multiple cavities, you know, puts you at a real disservice and a real disadvantage. So they were like, who cares about the staining? Let's get, you know, people's teeth stronger. And so fluorosis could affect, you know, a majority of us if we have the staining and if we start getting pitting in our teeth. In fact, I do have a little bit of that. But we don't really think there's a lot of other medical issues or certain other, shall we say, yeah. See, now I can't find the word. So people are like, that's it. You see, you can't find the word. That's due to your fluoride intake. So fluoride supplements, you know, many vitamins have fluoride supplements for kids. Most water systems have fluoride. We start recommending dental toothpaste with fluoride at least after they're a year. I think after 2 years, I need to double check that. So we, you know, are pro fluoride, but maybe this one study kind of tells us that we need to kind of take a step back and see what we're giving people who, in a very, very delicate state, you know, may not be able to metabolize it well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.